This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In a world under a virtual lockdown during this coronavirus pandemic, people still have to eat. So for the world of agriculture, the work continues as farmers and ranchers put food on our tables. John Stuhlmiller, CEO with the Washington Farm Bureau, says the government's been doing what needs to be done to keep things moving.
I think the federal government's been doing a good job of saying, we're going to keep you in business. We're going to help you stay in business. We're going to stay out of your way and let you keep growing. But ag is already enough uncertain without that added to it. So like everybody else, farmers aren't immune to the being concerned about what's going on in the economic realm.
And here in Washington, Stuhlmiller says the Farm Bureau has obligations too.
And that's what we're doing as an organization. We're trying to reach out to our members and just say, we're here. We'll keep you informed and we're giving you tools to help you keep moving.
And so in the meantime, it sounds like things are working for exports on the market side.
Yes, although there are challenges still moving product. So our guys at export have said it's been challenging because there's still a little bit of a softness in the market, but it's not a overnight thing. It's a slow process of ramping up and getting those markets established. But it does appear China is honoring that, you know, in spite of all that's going on right now.
Listen tomorrow as Stuhlmiller addresses the labor shortage and the challenges foreign ag workers face getting across the border.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.